An offbeat romance for moviegoers this summer. Opening today, Cairo Time. Two lovers, no 20-somethings anywhere in sight, but you can see the pyramids.
Why is everyone staring?
You're a very beautiful woman.
It's been years since young men.
I find that hard to believe.
Why don't I take you to the pyramids?
Mark and I made a promise we'd see them together.
Of course.
Cairo Time is directed by Ruben Nada, and it stars Patricia Clarkson as Juliet, an American who, while waiting for her husband in Egypt, finds herself captivated by the very man that her husband asked to act as her chaperone. He's played by Alexander Siddig. My co-host Celeste Headley sat down with Ruba and Patricia last week to talk about the film and the challenge of making a movie where most of the action is in the minds of these romantic, torn characters.
My obsession, actually, from the start was that I make a romance that was fleeting and epic and about big love. And I really wanted it to be unwest and not about immediate gratification. But in the editing room, I had moments where I thought maybe I should just cut this faster and make it look like an MTV music video. But I refrained from doing that because the heart of this was supposed to be a big romance.
And Patricia, the movie, it takes your character on a journey. I mean, all good stories are about someone making some kind of transformation. But it appears almost as though the film begins from where you're seeing the city from your point of view, which it's a little frightening, it's off-putting, it's not welcoming. And then by the end of the movie, we're seeing it through Tarek's point of view. And by the time we get to the very end, you both have the same perspective, which is something your husband does not share. I'm wondering if you felt the same way.
That's so beautifully put. Thank you. That's exactly the film. You got it.
Yes.
When I went to film this, I had never been to Cairo, so it was
that's great.
Patricia in Cairo for the first time, myself, and then the character. So it was life and art at times imitating one another, and it was incredibly helpful. But it was an extraordinary time to arrive there, to shoot the lead of this film and be, you know, the stranger in the strange land. But it will always be a part of me, Cairo. It entered my blood, my body, my soul. And it took me on the journey and the character.
And which I found interesting because clearly Cairo, that you visit as a child with your family, did the same thing for you that it did for Patricia, that you just fell in love with the
Absolutely.
City.
Absolutely, I couldn't shake it.
Yeah, and in the end, this movie is kind of more a love story about Cairo than it is even between these two characters. And, you know, I read where you had said that part of your goal in filmmaking is to help the West understand the Middle East. It's interesting that obviously you had the perfect vehicle in this character, Juliet, who ends up trying to understand the city and is helped because she falls in love with the man and the city. But I'm wondering if the romance that you felt for Cairo, do you feel as though people that visit Egypt don't get it?
I feel there's something that happens to you as a Westerner when you enter that city. The city itself is so chaotic that it forces you as a North American to let your guard down.
Or run and hide.
And run and hide, yeah.
And you have to immediately enter Cairo Time. There is a very, in this chaotic, dense, brimming city, at the center is a very languid, liquid, intoxicating people. And you have to enter into their world. And you have to slow things down. You ask for a cup of coffee, and 20 minutes later, they come back and say, oh, yes, you need coffee.
It's a totally different set of times. But it's all, I mean, the city is gorgeous. I mean, the filming of the city is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I wonder if you'd tell us the story of when you visited the carpet-making factory and what happened there.
That was one of the worst days of my life. Every single day was an adventure trying to get our scenes. We were battling unbelievable heat. We had a censorship woman from the government who was watching our every single move.
Following you
she
around.
Was on the set every day.
Every
single I became
day.
Very good friends with her.
Yes. But that carpet factory scene, we had found it. And the thing about these carpet factories is they're factories, but they go under the guise of academy, like a school of carpet weaving. And we knew that there were four-year-old girls working there. And we started setting up the scene, and then, within 10 minutes, we were shut down and forced out. But then over the day, we kept talking our way back in. they took, the owner took away the 4-year-old girls and brought in, he thought, what looked better,
slightly older,
which were 11. And then by the end of the day, the owner and the censorship woman had gotten a little lazier.
Yeah, they got lazy. They got tired. We wore them down.
And the 4-year-olds came back in, and what we did was we had two cameras. And so Patricia and I were on one camera, but the other camera was what was actually shooting the 4-year-old girls.
But, you know, that's the beauty of this film is Ruba, you know, has made this romantic film, and she's shown the good, the bad, and the ugly of Cairo, and it's all there.
And you seem to have intentionally drawn your characters to be reflections of the city itself. The characters are older. The city is ancient.
Yeah.
The characters are flawed and intricate, and as the city is. And you've got the good, the bad, and the ugly of these two people. And their story is, it's not hopeless. I mean, it's filled with joy and hope and affirmation, but it's also a little resigned. And so is the city.
It's bittersweet. And thank you, because that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to leave the audience with something that meant something. And what happens between these two characters will be with them for the rest of their lives.
Yes. It is, you know, it is an affair of the heart. It is a perfect example of the heart splitting in two and where, you know, what you're left with. And I think it's rare in film to, you know, this is a woman who's coming from actually a point of strength, but it's the serendipitous nature of love, of course, the adventurous side of love, but it is, you know, at the end of the day, she is a woman who is torn, and she makes a decision.
And lives with it.
Yes, and will live with it the rest of her life, the good,
exactly.
The bad, and the ugly.
That's right. And the movie is called Cairo Time. It stars Patricia Clarkson. Her co-stars of the film are Alexander Siddig and The City of Cairo. The movie was written and directed by Ruben Atta. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.